It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Today, our special guest is Gino DeCaro. Gino is with the Wine Institute in California, set to join us here in just a few moments. You can learn more about the Wine Institute online, wineinstitute.org. We can also learn more about sugarcane. Patrick Boyle is chief of the crops branch with the National Ag Statistics Service, or NAS.
Harvested acres is unchanged from the previous forecast and down 0.6% from last year. Yield at 37.8 tons per acre is down 1% from last month, but up 4.1% compared to 2023. That results in a total production of just over 34.9 million tons, down 1% from last month, but up 3.4% from last year, and that's the highest level since 2020.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Gino DeCaro. Gino is Director of Communications, Wine Institute in California. Gino, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony. So happy to be here today. Really appreciate it.
All right, so two things we're going to start with. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the Wine Institute. Who is the Wine Institute? What do you do? But before we get there, how about your pathway to the Wine Institute? Did it start with a background in wine? How'd you end up where you are today?
Well, Tony, I must say I've been a wine drinker ever since I was 21 years old. My father, who's Italian, actually Sicilian, made sure we were well-versed and understood all the beautiful, unique flavors you could get out of wine, especially in the California grapes that are grown here locally. I actually came to Wine Institute from another industry. I used to work in manufacturing. We represented about 400 manufacturers in California and all types of issues that affect their ability to operate it in a cost-competitive way. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I turned 50 years old, and Wine Institute needed a director of communications, and I wanted to go do the same thing I was doing for the manufacturers, but do it for an industry I just have such a deep passion for. And I will say meeting winemakers and wine producers and the growers of California has just been an exceptional benefit of coming to work for this industry. Not only do we grow beautiful grapes in 154 different AVAs in California, but we provide tremendous jobs for the communities up and down California. And those workers and their working families have tremendous pride in this wine producing sector. So really happy to be here after the first 2 or 3 years here working for the industry. Thank you for the question.
Well, and I know you touched on this, but I'll ask it again anyway. And just breaking down the Wine Institute and, you know, little background about it and how it became what it is today.
Yes, we've been around for 90 years, and we represent 1,000 wineries in California, and we represent them on their behalf in Sacramento at the state legislature here in California, all state legislatures across the country. We represent them in Washington, D.C., of course, and we certainly have a marketing arm internationally. And there's all sorts of challenges and issues that affect a wine producer's ability to grow grapes, get it in a bottle, get it to market, get it through direct consumer shipping across the country. And those issues just always seem to be there for us. And we're really proud to represent those 1,000 California wineries across the country, wherever we are needed.
Now, for those who aren't up to speed on the industry and the growing of the wine grapes to get us to the point of a bottle of wine, if you will, what's the process? This is not something where you just, a producer pops up one day and says, hey, I think I'll grow wine grapes. I'll get into the wine industry. This is something that takes years of work and then quite a bit of Mother Nature, right?
You got it. It takes a tremendous amount of patience, and like you said, many, many years to begin to grow these grapes and let those grapes play out over years and seasons to come. It takes a tremendous amount of innovation and education, and that's one thing I've really enjoyed about wine growers and the wine community itself. while we're innovative, there's a tremendous amount of collaboration going on between all wine producers in California and across the country. Wine is made in every state in the country, certainly. But of course, California produces 80% of the country's wine. So anyone who wants to get into the business can. Like I said, it does take a tremendous amount of patience and innovation along the way. But as most of your listeners probably know, there's some tremendous flavors and structure and frankly, lusciousness that's coming out of the grapes that are grown up and down the state of California. Some people don't know that really wine, California's grape growing areas are really unique to the rest of the world. I mean, we basically have a breathing heart in the valley where the gaps in the mountains allow that cool Pacific Ocean air to come in and really create optimal growing regions and growing opportunities for these wine grapes. So California is a great place to do it if anyone is interested.
All right. So let's now move into the 2024 growing season. Have we wrapped up? How would you look at 2024 and how will we remember this year?
Yes, the 2024 harvest is generally wrapped up. This crop is, its signature is an early rain season in winter, a very cool spring, kind of a moderate summer, and then some real deep warmth at the end to get those grapes off the vines maybe a little quicker than otherwise would have happened. I can say this. We just put out our 2024 harvest report. We talked to many winemakers up and down the state, and this vintage is going to be exceptional. It's going to be smaller than we've seen recently. The quantity will definitely be smaller. The quality is very, very high. There's tremendous amount of, or I should say, optimal acidity in these grapes, just really mouthwatering and delicious. Deep, deep color in the reds and Cabernet Sauvignons. Just great structure, nice polish. Again, every region has its own story for how this harvest went down, but generally it's rainy, then cool, then moderate with a little heat at the end, which actually helped get the grapes off the vines about 2 to 3 weeks earlier than last year. And again, this vintage across the state is going to be exceptional.
Okay. We've talked about the growing season 2024. One thing that anybody in the industry will already know, but those who are outside the industry, when we talk about wildfires, and I actually learned this from your neighbors to the north who also grow wine grapes, the issue that comes when you start introducing smoke as well. So there are not just weather challenges, you get other types of challenges from Mother Nature as well.
No doubt. And fortunately, this vintage really saw little to no smoke events affecting the grapes. There's a tremendous amount of research going on in the sector in terms of exposure to smoke and how it's affecting these grapes. There's still some unknown, but fortunately, we've been able to generate a lot of federal funding to go through some significant smoke research, which is ongoing now. You know, certainly that research will result in mitigation efforts that we can go through to improve vintages in the future when, in fact, there are future smoke events. But again, this vintage appears to be pretty clear of any smoke events that will affect it. So
you talk about the research that goes into it, and I imagine there's been a lot of research that goes into sustainability as well. We've seen that in other row crops. We see sustainability kind of in the livestock sector. Do we see it as well when it comes to the wine industry?
We sure do. And I will say with relation to the harvest, you know, there's a tremendous amount of canopy management. There's a tremendous amount of water conservation. A lot of these folks are using water monitors to make sure they're watering at just the right time, but also conserving as much water as possible. But more importantly, 90% of California wine is actually made in a California certified sustainable winery. And 65% of the state's roughly 610,000 vineyard acres are certified to one of California's sustainability programs. And these programs, including our own, which is California, which is CSWA, which is California Sustainable Wine Growing Alliance, there is a logo on these bottles that indicates that they're buying a sustainable wine. So that is something that us, we at Wine Institute and our organization CSWA are really, really proud of. That's been ongoing and developing over the last 20 years. There's a wide, wide range of factors that you can qualify under to get to that sustainability logo and certification. And we encourage any wineries that aren't already doing it to jump in. We encourage everyone to look for the sustainability logo when they're buying wines at the retail level. And frankly, if you're buying a California wine, it's a pretty, pretty good chance that you're buying sustainable. And we're really proud of that.
Okay. If you want to learn more about Wine Institute, you can actually find it online. It's wineinstitute.org. That's wineinstitute.org. And I already know that because I'm on the website looking at a webinar, Navigating Export Growth, Resources for California Wineries. We just have about a minute left. Are export opportunities, is that a big deal for your industry?
No doubt. And that is something we have a international marketing department to focus on. We've also received some federal funding to help market California specialty crops, which of course wine is one of them, and really, really grow these exports globally. And we've been doing it for quite some time now, and we continue to make inroads in particular markets. Our largest international markets at the moment are certainly in Canada. There's all sorts of challenges to moving wine across borders, and we're here to help. So we encourage anyone who's looking to get their wines into markets outside of the U.S. to certainly go to our website at wineinstitute.org, contact our international marketing team, which is run by Honor Comfort, a person who has been around the wine community for decades. She used to be Sonoma County Vintners executive director. She is an expert in the area, so we encourage your folks to look it up, and if they need any help, we're there to help.
Wineinstitute.org. Gino DeCaro is Director of Communications with Wine Institute on today's Agribusiness Report.
Attention, High Plains landowners. The Sand Hill Area Research Association proudly presents Your Legacy is Tomorrow's Water. We're joining forces with partners across Texas to restore 50 Playa Lakes, crucial for recharging the Ogallala Aquifer and supporting our unique wildlife. Be a part of this transformative initiative. Visit PlayasWorkForTexans.com for more details. Let's secure our water legacy together.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton, the Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Gino DeCaro with the Wine Institute.
Want to turn your truck into the ultimate workhorse or off-road beast? The possibilities are endless when you visit Rascal Supply Co. in Lubbock. Rascal has truck accessories, truck beds, bumpers, bed covers, lift kits, toolboxes, leveling kits, and so much more. Come see us at 10307 North U.S. Highway 87 or call 806-300-8007 for Rascal Supply.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this fall and winter? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have brush cutter shredders that turn your machine into a zero-turn mower that can handle trees up to 8 inches. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-778-2834 or visit westtexasattachments.com.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Special guest Gino DeCaro with Wine Institute online, wineinstitute.org.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It's the Agribusiness Report. President-elect Donald Trump on tariffs and small business.
We have a man who I didn't know, but he came to me. He was at a meeting, and he built kitchen cabinets. And he was, you know, pretty big in the business. That's all he did is build kitchen cabinets. He said, sir, China and South Korea are building kitchen cabinets for one-third of what I can make them. I said, what's the quality? They're not as good, but they're good enough. I can't compete. I'm going out of business. I have 2,000 people that work for me. I'm going out of business. I put a 25% tariff still on kitchen cabinets. I saw the guy two, three days ago. He said, I'm the man that saw you about kitchen cabinets. You saved my company when you did the tariff, and you saved thousands of jobs. And my company is now doing very well. And he started to cry. And this guy hasn't cried too much, I will tell you. He said, you saved my company. There's nobody that could have done that.